Krista Keating Joseph joins us by phone tonight. She's the author of Big Hearted Charlie Runs the Mile. This is a book she wrote about her son, and in something of a family affair, the book was illustrated by Phyllis Holmes, Charlie's grandmother. Krista, it's delightful to welcome you to Around Cincinnati tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
If you would, tell us about this big-hearted son of yours, Charlie, and what he was like as a child.
Well, as a child, I call him the golden boy because everything he tried, he was successful at. Except, you know, when he got a little older in running, he found that it was a lot harder to keep up with everyone, and that's what the book is about. But other than that, he always was the kid with the biggest smile. I would pick him up from school, and he'd be the first one running out the door to see me with a huge grin. And, you know, there are people who have kids like this, and they're just big-hearted.
There are some specific qualities about him that you notice early on in life, and certainly this has to do around his career as a runner, yes?
For sure. You know, he challenged himself all the time, and he really never gave up. And he would try to run against these high school kids, and he was a very small boy, and he just couldn't keep up, and he could have quit, but he never did. He just hung in there and worked harder and ended up making the medal stand and then getting a scholarship to Bloomington, Indiana, and ran for the cross-country and track team. And when he broke the four-minute mile, he said to his coach, you know, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've always wanted to be a Navy SEAL. Now's the time to go.
So he becomes a Navy SEAL. That's certainly one of the most rigorous military trainings one can experience. And he actually goes on to receive the Navy Cross, which is one of the highest awards for valor in combat for extraordinary heroism. Can you tell us where he was and what fighting circumstances he was in?
Yes. Now, as much as I knew, because, you know, they don't tell you everything. I have found out things after, but he was basically guarding the dam in Mosul, because that was a treacherous thing if that would break. And during that time, ISIS put together 200 people of makeshift bombs and tanks trying to overrun the village right near there. And it was a Christian village and one of the first villages who still spoke Jesus' language. And basically, they would have devastated all those people, and you know the kinds of things they would have done to them. Charlie and the other SEALs made the decision to go in and try to help them and save them, and that's where he lost his life.
And so pays the ultimate sacrifice for his country. I think there's no way to describe the depth of heartbreak over the loss of a child, but one of the things you share with us is your healing, and certainly that is a generosity, as well as a bravery, I think, to share with others. So tell us what you've done in your life to move on and how Big-Hearted Charlie Runs the Mile is involved in that.
You know, it's hard to move on, and I can't say I will ever move on. I really think about him every morning. I talk to him every morning. I say, good morning, Charlie, today. And, you know, the other way to cope with it is to really to sit there and go, what can I do positive for other people, especially for something he would do? And he would want me to keep talking about him and all the wonderful things he had to share. And that's why I think it was important for me to finish this book with my mom, who had helped greatly through the process, and myself, talking about Charlie, thinking about Charlie, writing this for other people. And then, you know, I'm talking about him with you, and it's keeping him alive. And it's just been a wonderful experience. And I can't help but tell other people, you know, to try to find something that's a positive impact of your child that you lost. And it really is very helpful.
Well, I do so appreciate you sharing your big-hearted boy with us tonight, and certainly sharing with anybody who would like to pick up your book. That's a wonderful inspiration for children, but certainly for the adult who's sharing it with a child. Even more so, I appreciate your willingness to share with others how you're moving through this deeply heartbreaking experience
with
Charlie.
And I'm not over yet. I'm starting a second book that will be out hopefully by Christmas, and it's Big Hearted Charlie Never Gives Up. And it's all his fun adventures growing up.
Wonderful. I know we'll all look forward to it. And I thank you so much for visiting with us tonight.
And the great thing is part of the proceeds will be going and benefiting the Navy SEAL Foundation.
I've been talking with Krista Keating Joseph, a Navy Gold Star mother, about her big-hearted Charlie Runs the Mile book. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray. With a little bit of magic.